This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Pretend Coco.
Pretend Coco. And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Lost Podcast.
Part?
No, I guess I missed
Sawyer
that
part. Brings some cake. Coco.
Oh.
Coco. Where'd you get that? It's pretend. Just pretend it's Coco.
Wow.
Combine the two, you get pretend Coco.
I don't know.
Kind of use your imagination there, Jay.
It's that one required too much thinking. Yeah, well, too much thinking.
We know that doesn't, that just stops right there.
And you know this isn't the thinking man's last podcast.
No,
so.
It's not. Or thinking woman's podcast for that matter. I don't want to leave anyone out that doesn't think.
Okay, all right. You're an equal opportunity non-thinker.
Yeah, I'm not like Mad Men.
welcome to the Wednesday edition of the show. We had a new episode titled The Package.
The Package.
And was it, I mean, well, we'll get into that in a week, but was this your theory for what The Package was?
No.
No?
I think it might have been at first, but I said, and then I saw the two locks.
Because some of the feedbacks we're getting is saying you were right.
Was I right? You know, I have so many theories out there.
See, the problem is you focus on stupid little things, and it leads you nowhere.
I'm gonna tell you right now, there's more in that lock cabinet or cart container than just Desmond. Oh,
get
sorry,
over
spoiler
it.
Alert.
Move
spoiler
on.
Alert. Two
Move
locks
on.
And a security guard for Desmond.
Your tragic flaw,
please, Desmond.
Your tragic flaw. All right, so we have last recap to get into. We have listener feedback and some Twitter feedback.
Yes,
and also. Jack, do you have a crackpot theory of the week? Because we were getting towards the end of the episode and you said, I don't have one yet.
I don't have, you know, I have one, but I'm not really sold on it. But I think at this point, does it really matter? I mean, does it matter that I have one?
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, you've gone this far every single episode.
We have seven episodes left.
Six, according to the promo.
You know what? I only have to come up with six more crackpot theories.
Exactly.
Oh, thank God.
So, I mean, you're at the final stretch here. You got to have one every episode.
I feel like Richard last week when the chains were finally, he was finally free of the chains. Uh-huh. That's how I'll feel after the loss is over.
Oh, man. All right. So, Jack, you ready for some last recap?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
All right, so last recap time had a new episode called The Package.
The Package.
Leave your That's What She Said jokes at home, please.
Yeah. joke here.
This episode opens up with a video camera night vision.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And was it you or mom that said, it's the smoky guy?
I said, hey, it's smoky. It sounds like making a little ticky noise.
No, it was, come on.
Hey, wouldn't it have been cool if it was?
No.
A lot cooler than the Nerd Herders.
It was night vision. Why would that be smoky?
Because Smokey can't see at night.
He obviously can because he like reads people's minds.
Well,
and
he
stuff.
Reads people's minds. You know, he's just crazy.
Anywho. they're at Lockie's camp. And
is that what you changed the name again?
What did we call him originally? I thought it was Lockie's.
Was it Lockie's?
I thought it was Lockie's.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But he goes up to Jin and he said... did Sawyer tell you about the cave? And Quan's on there, and I don't know which one it is, but I need everybody that's not crossed off to get off this island.
Right.
And Jin says he wants to find his wife, and Manilok says he will take care of that.
Right.
And he goes
which
off.
And right now, I would say Manilok is a man of his word.
We then go back to the Flash sideways, and we go back to where we left him off in L.A. Space X, and he is... let go of customs, but they're holding the $25,000.
Yeah, how convenient. You got to fill out all this paperwork to get the $25,000.
AKA, I don't want to give this back. But they get to the hotel. And Sense is for Pake or Pike.
Right.
And, well, she doesn't say Quan. And we find out that, yes, they have to be in two separate rooms because they are not married.
Jin points to his hand.
There's no ring.
He's a free man.
If you like it, then you should.
He did seem pretty happy.
They did seem happier, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then we go out of the flash sideways. And you know, that is kind of people were thinking about they weren't married. And
yeah, we had a lot. We had a lot of people saying that.
And we go back out of the flash sideways, and Locke is leaving the camp to presumably go after Sun and Saeed.
Didn't he talk to Saeed? And Saeed goes.
Well, that's what I'm getting to right now.
Okay.
Locke tells Saeed to watch over him, and Saeed says he feels nothing.
Yeah, I don't laugh.
But I think we've noticed that.
He wasn't much of a funny guy anyway, was he?
No.
He wasn't one to be cracking. I mean, it was between him and Jack on the island, who was the least. And now Jack seems to be. What happened to Jack? Jack is like, he's found out he.
Jack's cool. Jack's like, he's a man of faith now.
I'm a candidate. I can walk around. I can tell jokes. I can laugh. I can.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. There it is. I'm a candidate. No time to talk. But yeah, so Kenny feels nothing. Oh, I'm sorry, Saeed feels nothing. And Locke tells him that maybe that's a good thing.
For what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And Saeed just looks at him and goes, oh, there's probably a joke in there somewhere, but I can't feel the comedy.
But Jin is getting ready to leave, and Sawyer goes up to him. And, you know, Sawyer keeps having to defend himself that he's not on Man and Locke's side. But Jin is leaving because he wants to go find...
Sun.
So we go to commercial break. We come back, and we're with Miles and Frank playing some poker.
Poker, yes.
And we then go to Ben and Alana, who are arguing about whether or not Richard is going to come back.
I got the problem with Ben.
Okay.
I know he's been the leader and the head cheese for a long time, but this guy wasn't wanted by anybody just a couple days ago. In fact, this guy was digging his own grave with Alana. Who is he to be making demands and kind of being kind of pushy about what they're doing? Are we just going to stay here? What's the deal? I just would have turned around and shot him. If I was Alana, I just said, enough's enough.
He was pushing his welcome.
Here because I let you be here. Back off. And then Sun comes over. I'm sure you're going to say it.
Oh, no, I was actually going to talk about how Alana said Jacob hasn't lied to her yet and misled her yet.
Right.
So, you know.
That she knows.
But you're going to talk about Sun. Go ahead.
Well, Sun came over and was kind of demanding then.
Yeah.
Well, I think she didn't she.
Well, yeah, she wants to. Of course, she wants to find her husband.
Right, that's the whole purpose of her coming back.
Yeah,
she left her daughter behind
to find
her husband, so she's getting a little antsy, a little impatient.
Yeah, and she storms off to her garden, which is a little unkempt, and you know, Jack being very Locke season one esque.
Yes,
and saying we're here for a purpose and. There's a lighthouse and our names are on it, man. And it's just awesome, man. And
I don't care. Get away from me.
Yeah. And she,
go away. And
she wants to be left alone.
Jack's like going, hey, I'm Matthew Fox. Do you know who I am? I'm like the star of this show.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I heard that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. We then go back to the flash sideways and Jin, they're both in the hotel and Jin goes to Sun's hotel room. And
you notice that Sun is a little more aggressive, a little more. She takes the button off.
Well, I was going to say he wants to go to the restaurant to deliver this package that he's supposed to deliver. And then Sun makes mention of how she had Jin want her to button back up her blouse.
Right.
And
But it goes back to season one how Sun was she was quiet. She didn't say anything. With this, she's more aggressive.
What I say, they're more on equal footing.
Right, exactly.
In this episode.
It's more like how it is on the island.
Yes, it's more like a normal marriage where relationship where it's a give and take.
Right.
And it's not just all one-sided. And, well, she then proceeds to unbutton more of her blouse.
Which I just thought was ridiculous.
I thought it was nice. So while they're not married, they seem to be having a relationship.
I would say they had the champagne out, and yeah, it did seem that way. Jin's
shame on you. Shame.
Yes. Living in sin.
Living in sin. We then go to Sun, who's in her garden, working on the garden, and Man in Locke shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And he offers her to take her to Jin.
Right.
But you got to go with Locke. I mean, he's driving a hard bargain.
Well, he puts his hand out there again.
Yeah.
And maybe his hands are dirty or something. Kate wouldn't touch him.
And, well, Sun runs away.
Yes.
Because she doesn't trust him.
And then Sun does her best George of the Jungle impression. Watch out for that tree.
Yeah, Sun runs into a tree. But here's a question. I guess Locke wants them to follow him at his own will. Because
I'm saying if this guy's such a bad guy, what does Sun weigh? 110 pounds tops?
Yeah.
He could have easily thrown her over the shoulder and take, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He was allowing her to choose
mm-hmm.
to come with him.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a bad guy to me. But I could, you know what?
I would agree, except for one element of this episode, and we'll get into that
okay.
in a little
bit.
But
at that point, I'm thinking, this guy's not a bad guy.
We then go back to the Flash sideways with Sun and Jin, who seems to be the morning after.
It's got to be the morning after.
And she talks about how she has an account with money saved for them to run away.
Mm-hmm.
But it is then when there's a knock on the door, and who's at that door, Jack?
Kimi.
And he says he's a friend of the father, and he wants to come in.
And, yeah, he's kind of scary.
He is. He's an opposing guy.
He's a big guy.
He's huge.
What was the title of this episode?
The Package.
Okay.
We then go out of the Flash sideways to Sun waking up Ben finding her.
Right.
And she's speaking Korean.
Yeah. And even Ben said, look, you have to speak English. I don't understand.
Yes. So... interesting.
Now, do you think...
And I will say, I was worried, I was like, oh, this is going to be like the amnesia episode where like she doesn't remember who she is or whatever.
But do you think it Men in Locke somehow...
took away her language?
Or just made her go... so she couldn't spill the beans on what had happened?
Huh, I didn't even think about that. That'd be interesting.
I'm just saying. Now, that would be something a bad guy would do.
Huh, I didn't even think about that. I mean, who knows if he has that power, but if
he
did...
I don't know if he has that power. It just seemed odd that all of a sudden she's speaking Korean. And obviously, Men in Locke probably didn't want everyone knowing that he was there.
Huh.
So, just throwing it out there for conversation. Bad, it was going to be my crackpot theory, but then I thought of a really bad one.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say that when Jin was getting ready to leave, the whole entire camp was... shot with darts.
Right.
And
of course, people on the island never duck. It's the Carl.
Well, at least I think we knew these weren't others because others had those like electroshot
darts. Yeah, but it's the whole survival. It's a Carl survival of the fittest test.
Yeah.
he must
if your water bottle's leaking, duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
But Locke gets back to the camp and he wakes up Saeed. And,
but you know what?
Saeed says they've been ambushed.
When he came back, he looked like he at first they all looked like they were dead.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple candidates there. He looked upset that they were dead. Now, if this guy wants the candidates to die, why would he care if they were dead?
Because he needs them up until a certain point, and then he may need them dead.
Okay.
Maybe.
Just conversation.
I
don't want to say just throwing it out there, because the last episode, I must have said it 500 times. I've already smacked myself.
We then go to Jin, who is in room 23,
mm-hmm.
and turns on the footage there.
Yes.
Last time we were there, speaking of Carl, we saw Carl.
It was a great Carl moment.
And, of course, the Mobisodes we saw outside Room 23 with Walt, who brought dead birds to him.
Right.
And he is met by Tina Fey.
Right.
I think we're just going to call her that because that's a better name for her. Anyway, and it kind of fits into the whole nerd herder vibe. But Tina wants the info as to where the pockets of energy are because...
well,
Jin Su Kwan was in the past part of the Dharma Initiative, and his signatures are signed on the papers.
Well, because he was surveying the whole island looking for Sun.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously knows where everything is.
Yes.
That was what he was doing.
And Jin wants to see Charles Widmore.
But he does what the classic, walks by the person, turns his back to him, and of course gets...
yes, the taser.
Tasered in the back.
Yeah. But he wants to see Charles Widmore, and she goes, oh, well, good thing, because he wants to see you, too.
Oh, well, la-di-da. Then why, if he wanted to see him, why'd she have to shock him?
Yeah. Claire, then, we go back to the Locke camp, and Claire goes up to Locke, and she overheard Locke talking to Jin about, you know, the candidates and whatnot, and I think she's feeling a little jealous.
Is my name on the list? No. Sorry.
But he's getting ready to go to the Hydra, and Claire wants to know.
But I still need you.
If she's on the wall, and she says, no, but I still need you. And she asks if Kate's on the wall. And
a little jealous. There was some jealousy there.
And you know, she said she was talking about how, you know, if we go back, you know, my baby's not going to think I'm the mom. She's going to think that.
And that's understandable.
Hates the mom.
And that's you can understand that.
But see, now here is where I would agree that overall, Locke, Man in Locke, has been giving a pretty good bargain.
Right.
But this is where it gets shady, because he's kind of double dealing everything, and he tells Claire, you know, that I only need her to bring the three other people that I need. Right. Once that happens, whatever happens, happens.
Well, he's just saying he can't control what happens, happens.
If you don't want her, you can kill her after I'm done using her.
Well, that's what he's telling her, but he's not telling her to kill her.
Yes, but if you can be honest, if you can sit there and criticize Jacob for being bad and good, it seems this was not a very good thing.
Well, I've already said that with Men in Lock, when he made Sun speak Korean.
Endorsing killing does not seem very good either.
But I also said that would have been a bad thing. I was saying that, so you can't accuse me of that. Sorry, move on.
But Sawyer goes up to Locke and asks, you know, where are you going? And Locke, you know, is going with Saeed to the Hydra Island to have a little discussion with Widmore, because he wants Jim back.
I think Saeed was going to do some stand-up comedy.
We then go back to the Flash sideways, and Kimi brings in Omar into the room. And Kimi notices that there's two champagne glasses.
Right.
And, you know...
I mean, that's the first thing you hide.
Yeah, exactly.
The shoes, you could explain the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Two champagne glasses.
So you like men's shoes. What's weird about that?
Yeah, come on.
So I like to drink two champagne glasses at a time. Is that weird? But she gives him the watch, and he puts on the watch. So I guess the watch that we saw was...
We have the answer.
Yes.
Everyone who said he was wearing the watch... You win a prize.
But Kimi wants his 25 grand.
Yeah.
And but they don't speak any English. But Omar looks in the bathroom and finds Jin.
Just standing there.
Yeah, he doesn't have, you know, the...
He's not in the shower. He's not hiding in the bathtub. He's not behind the shower curtain. He's just... I'm right here.
Looking all buff-like.
But in defense of Jin,
uh-huh.
Maybe he was worried that what Kimi was going to do, and
yeah.
He's hiding. He can't hear what's going on, so...
Mm. But he gets Mikhail to translate.
Yeah, out of nowhere, I go.
So that's how they're bringing Mikhail into this episode. But Mikhail has two eyes. That's pretty good for him.
Well, at least for now, he does.
Yeah, exactly, for now. Kimi wants his money, and he's taking Jin to the restaurant, and Mikhail will take Sun to the bank to get the money.
Right.
We go out of the Flash sideways back to the Losties camp, or the Jacobians. And
the Jacobians.
Yeah. Sun's head trauma apparently allows her to understand English, but she can't speak it. She's speaking in her native Korean tongue.
Just seems odd.
Yeah. Richard comes back, though, wearing his wife's cross.
Right.
And says that they need to pack up their bags. We're heading out.
Yes. Where are we going?
We then go to the Hydra Hydran with Locke. Going up to where the pylons are there.
Right. He's just laughing.
And, you know, the nerd herders come out with their guns.
They shoot the sand.
Yeah.
And he's everyone
like,
on
I
the
come in peace.
Everyone on the island is great at shooting.
They have the A-team style of shooting, where it's like they just shoot at the ground. There's a bunch of
dun,
bullets.
Dun, 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 dun,
have you seen the trailer for the new movie?
Yeah, I didn't watch the TV show only a couple times. I'm going to go see the movie.
Looks pretty good.
The movie looks good.
So Widmore... comes out to the pylons, but doesn't go all the way across.
Well, no, the person nerd hers go, show me your hands. He goes, okay.
He's
showing him.
Well, he said he comes in peace.
Yeah, and here's my hands. Nothing there.
And then he says to Widmore, I'm sure you know or who'd heard of who I am. And he says, I know you're not John Locke, but, you know, we did hear scary stories and noises in the jungle growing up here. So I have an idea of what you are.
But I don't know your name.
Yes. That's not my name. And Locke says...
My name is Smokey.
Locke says, a wise man once said, war is coming to this island. And that it just got here.
Oh.
Now, it was Widmore who said that to John Locke off the island, right?
I believe it was.
So
I know
he's
Widmore.
Using a bit of Locke's memories there.
I do know Widmore said it.
We then go back to the Lossy Island, and Richard wants to go back to destroy the plane to prevent Man in Lock from leaving. So,
and this doesn't make Sun very happy.
No, she goes crazy and starts yelling at him in Korean. And that's when Hurley says, I think she doesn't want to go.
Yeah. Do you think he was saying something about his eyelashes?
No, well, they translated it.
Yeah. Oh, that, sure, we're supposed to believe that. What was
I don't speak Korean, so I don't know.
What was he thinking? Mm-hmm. He's just getting yelled at, and you're just looking. I mean, we've all been yelled at by, you know, people screaming at you, but it's like, he didn't even say, you know, hey, I don't understand what you're saying. Or did he?
Well, you know, he's been married for 150 years. I think he gets it.
Yeah. Do you think he understood?
Well, I think he understood the gist of it, that she wasn't happy with what he said.
I'm just wondering if he understood what she was saying, because he never once looked and said, what are you, I don't understand, what is she saying? What is she saying?
What he just, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to deduce that she doesn't want to go.
Obviously that, but she screamed at him for a while. It wasn't like just, hey, I'm not going, we're not going to blow up the plane, this, you're crazy.
Yes, but does he really need to know all the details aside from the fact that she doesn't want to go? I don't think he understood what she was saying. Like, I don't think he speaks Korean, but I think he got the gist of what she was
saying. I'm going to say maybe he did.
Okay.
I don't know.
We go to the flash sideways. I got a feeling we'll never know that answer, but I say
no. We never will, and I wish I wouldn't have brought it up because,
You do it to yourself.
I know.
You do it to yourself.
I know.
We then go back to the flash sideways, and they're at the bank, and Sun's account was closed by her father.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry. There's a...
Oh, God.
There's a joke in here somewhere.
And Kimi reveals to Jin, even though he doesn't understand him, that the 25 grand was for Kimi to kill Jin.
Yes.
Because you don't sleep with the boss's daughter.
No. Especially, the boss's, yeah. That was a bad move by Jin.
And he says, you know, some people just aren't meant to be together.
No. Well, I thought it was funny. Didn't he say something like, only if he knew that you were bringing me the 25,000 so I could cap you or take
something
you
like
out.
Yeah. We go out of the flash sideways to Jin.
Think this does explain, though, because I was always wondering why, when we see Saeed's flashback and he's in there shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Why was Jin making such a big racket, you know, making all this noise if there's gunfire going on?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what's going on, but I think he thought that Sun was in the room, mm-hmm. and that's what he was trying to to stop, or in the restaurant.
Yeah. So Tina Fey is there, kind of talking to Widmore, and he says Widmore's kind of unhappy because things are kind of moving along faster than they planned.
Yes.
And
well, she didn't.
That's what she says.
He was upset that he shot all the people and took Jin.
They kind of like we're looking at the poker game earlier between Miles and Lapidus. And much like a card game, they tipped their hand maybe a little too early.
Yep.
And so he was a little upset by that. And that's when Tina Fey says, well, you shouldn't put a geophysicist in charge. You should have gotten some mercenaries. Well, last time didn't work too well for Widmore either.
No.
So he's going a different route this time.
Widmore just doesn't get the right crew.
Yeah. But
maybe because he's not a good guy to work for.
You know what, though? I mean, this is the next scene. I guess gives him a little bit more of a heart. Widmore shows Jin pictures of his kid, Ji-Hun.
Now, is that doing it to, that's trying to persuade him to join his side, though.
But this seems, because he says you got to stop him from leaving, and it's got to show him Jin the package. And, but I guess, so it seems like Widmore is on the side of Jacob and the Losties on the beach and Jack and all them in stopping.
Widmore is on his own side. I'm still saying Widmore's on his own side. He could stop Jin anytime he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants Jin to cooperate.
Yeah.
And it was a touching scene when Jin was looking at his daughter.
That was great. I thought that was great.
Very well done.
Yes. We then go back to the flash sideways. We are kind of.
Well,
at
I think
scene.
It's also showing that, you know, you have something to live for.
Exactly. He's never seen her before. That was his daughter.
But Widmore wants him to cooperate, but he doesn't want him running off where he gets shot either. So
yeah.
He's now showing Jin, look, you have something to live for. Don't do something stupid where I have to shoot you. Seriously, I think that's what...
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Everything on this island is mind games.
I know.
It's getting in your emotions and stuff like that. That was exactly what Widmore was doing. I don't trust Widmore.
But
I called him out.
He was a little bit better in this one than we've seen him in the past. A little less power hungry.
He's getting a little older. He's running out of time.
Yeah.
He's trying a new approach.
So we go back to the flash sideways with Jin in the fridge, and he's hearing the commotion from what we saw with Saeed and Kimi and Omar and them being shot and killed. Well, Kimi didn't die. fully yet anyway.
No.
And
maybe he was just sick from the eggs.
So we go to where Saeed opens up the fridge and sees Jin in there. And
Saeed's not an... obviously, Saeed didn't recognize him.
No, no. But he gives him a razor there.
Box
to,
cutter.
Yeah, box cutter. And so Jin cuts himself out. And it was very smart. It was very cool. Jin weighs himself as one of the dead bodies in the room.
Right.
When Mikhail comes back with Sun. And that's when Mikhail sees a, we assume, dying, but Kimi is still alive trying to say something to Mikhail. And that's when...
you're on my foot. You're on my foot.
That's when Jin puts a gun to the back of Mikhail's head and says, you know...
Drop your gun.
Yeah, drop your gun.
And told Sun to back up.
That's when Mikhail kind of has a little... That old Mikhail smirk.
Yeah.
And says, you would have shot me already if you would. And he tries to knock him out. But there's a good little fighting sequence there. And
I would have... at that point, I would have shot him.
Yes. But we got to remember is that Jin's not the killer that he was... that we assume, or that the more violent man.
But his wife is there. And at that point, this guy...
Well, it's not his wife.
Well,
his mistress.
His mistress. Well, his girlfriend. Not a mistress. His girlfriend.
Yes. Secret girlfriend, I guess we could say. And
but
he fires off some shots, but then he does shoot him. But then we see that Sun has been shot, and she has a big reveal. She is pregnant.
Yeah, I think we all knew she was pregnant, though.
Yes. But she is shot in the stomach area, and she is pregnant, so... This
now,
is very
it,
dangerous
is it
and he Jin's, carries her
is it,
out.
Is it Jin's baby?
Yes, it is.
You're sure?
I am positive.
You're 100% sure it's Jin's 100% baby?
100% positive.
She seems a little...
No. Not a doubt in my mind that it's Jin's baby.
Okay. I agree with you. I just want to see a little... I just want to have a little doubt in there, but I agree with it's Jin's baby.
Then I come back. There's a great scene between Jack and Sun. It evoked a lot of the feelings of season one.
Yes.
When, you know, Jack came up to Rose sitting on the beach.
It was exactly like the Jack and Rose.
Or it also reminded me of when Jack was sitting on the beach and they had that really cool shot where he was sitting alone and it panned down and it showed like the burning plane.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. But, you know, he gives her a note pad. And, you know, so that way they can communicate with each other.
Well, someone posted this. I said at the time, I go, she only has so much paper. She's writing so big. I guess it was for the audience. And someone put.
Yeah, I mean, you probably couldn't see
it. Someone posted
it
on Twitter, too. But I'm like going, all right, they only have so much paper. I go,
yeah.
Yes.
But so she can write in English, at least. And she tells him that she didn't go with him because she trusts Jack.
Yeah, Men in Lock wasn't
Jack like that, I thought.
Yeah, I think, well, Jack's definitely a new man.
But here's the problem, though. He promised her that he would get her and Jin off the island.
Right.
On that plane. And he promised her.
He promised.
Which seems kind of counter to his more man of faith, we're here for a reason stuff.
Well, he's made a lot of promises over time. And a lot of people have died by going by Jack's promises.
Yeah.
But he's a confident guy right now. He's even got a little, he's making jokes.
Got a little smirk. He's got a little smile. I haven't seen him smile in a while.
He's got a little swagger to him. Little Jack
he's
swagger.
Just a little Old Spice.
Yes.
And
see me on this horse.
But so then we go to Kate and Sawyer. Sawyer says, you know, why are you kind of checked out? And she's a little worried about what's going on. But Sawyer says, you know, he's going to Widmore. Widmore's going to take care of him. And if not, well, then we're in trouble. Locke comes back. And I guess they see that they're in trouble.
Right.
And Sawyer goes up to Locke and asks where Saeed is. And says he doesn't like secrets. He told me there was something in there. And that's where we go to Saeed, who is swimming in the water
right
near the sub as they're pulling out the package.
The package.
And the package is none other than Desmond David Hume, who sees Saeed.
But he's still a little groggy.
He's a little groggy.
So he's groggy. He's been put under and they need two locks and a security guard keeping Desmond at bay.
Yeah, see, Jack, it was just another instance of you overanalyzing things.
Well, sometimes you have to overanalyze, but there was that one great line, though. I can't remember word for word, but when Sawyer went up to Men in Lock, said, why don't you just turn into Smokey and go over there? He goes, don't you think I could do that?
I would leave this island.
I would leave the island. Oh.
So maybe he can't float over water.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
Yeah.
Water bad. He's like the Wicked Witch of the West.
That'd be interesting.
Water is bad.
Well, but it rains a lot, so that theory doesn't really hold true. So.
Well, maybe there's something in the backpack that keeps him from... What is in the backpack? Now I'm going to be asking what's in the backpack. What is so important in that backpack?
Yeah, if you have a lot of emails, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
I didn't start the backpack thing.
But still, you're talking about it now, and it's just going to give you way more.
It just what's in that backpack? He's walking around with the backpack. Maybe because that's what Locke always did?
Possibly. That is possible. All right, Jack. That is so overall. I thought it was a great episode. You know, I was a little worried that actually it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be as good to me as the last week's episode.
I don't
was,
think but it wasn't as good for me as it was last week. But
it, you know, I liked it.
It was, a good episode. I liked it.
I mean, it wasn't like, oh my God, it's last week. But you know what? I liked it just as much. It was a continuation of the story. And I thought there was a lot of great elements to it. And overall, I really liked this episode. I think it just continues the good episodes that we've had so far.
I cannot fault you on that. I thought it was a good episode.
All right, Jack, now we got some listener feedback to get into, but first, let's have a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. Listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Through the Looking Glass, Unabridged by Lewis Carroll. Through Looking Glass is a sequel of sorts to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Alice, now slightly older, walks through a mirror into the Looking Glass house and immediately becomes involved in a strange game of chess. Soon, she is exploring the rest of the house and meets a sequence of characters now familiar to most: Tweedledee and Tweedledum, the Red Queen, Humpty Dumpty, and the Walrus, to name a few. The popular and linguistically playful poem Jabberwocky is also found in Through the Looking Glass. For a free audiobook of your choice, like Through the Looking Glass, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Once again, it's audiblepodcast.com/lost.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback. This is Jack. What do you say we do it?
Okay.
Here we go.
Jack is right. It's a who, and Desmond is back. Yes.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Stephanie from D.C. I thought today's episode was amazing. I love the episodes with Sun and Jin, so I really loved today's episode. I think we got a lot of answers, and I love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Jason from Cincinnati. First off, I want to apologize if I did spoil anybody last week on that movie that has been out quite a while. But anyway, just kidding. I did want to say I went into this episode with lower expectations just because of how great last week was. But I was surprised. I thought it was a great episode. Really enjoyed watching. It was nice to see Mikhail have two good eyes for a short period of time. But I guess he just wasn't meant to be. But again, great episode. Can't wait to hear your guys' thoughts. One comment I wanted to hear you guys discuss. I haven't researched it too much, but when Locke said that war was coming to the island, I started thinking about like the Book of Revelations and how there's the seven seals, and then the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and one being war, of course. So didn't know if there was maybe something to the fact that the cork was acting as the seal to the bottle, and maybe they're talking about, you know, war being the final horseman of the apocalypse coming out. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. So have a good one. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what do you think? Well, I'm usually the one that spoils the movies.
Uh huh.
So I that's what I get accused of. I don't know. It was a great episode. Like Jason was saying, he had lower expectations. Mm-hmm. I think most of us did. I think I even mentioned on the last podcast. I go, well, this one will probably be. It was, like I said, it wasn't as good as last week's, but it was still a good
episode. I thought, you know what though? It's like I didn't like when I watched it. I even feel like it was a lesser than last episode. I thought it was another great episode.
No, it was great. What I'm saying is, it wasn't like that. Sometimes you'd have that great episode.
It's like the Lost Hangover. You know, it's like
okay,
after a barn burner episode, or you know, really good. It's tough to follow the great episode, but I thought this one followed up very nicely.
I think they're gonna roll. I think we're gonna roll into the season final, and then I'll be proven right on everything, and everything will be.
And
good.
I thought it was one of the better Sun and Jin episodes since season one. Like I felt. You know, I thought their relationship stuff was done very well. And
well, there's some twists and turns. I think for a long time, everyone thought that they weren't married since L.A. SpaceX, since they had the different last names. But he did mention that the Mikhail had two good eyes. We forgot to say that, you know, Jin did shoot him in the eye.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah. And so, like,
we have a sixth sense of humor if we think someone getting Ari shout out is funny. But in the context of Lost, it's funny.
In the Lost scheme of things, yes. It's funny. Yes. Obviously, not in real life. Yes. You know, maybe it's going back to A Christmas Carol. You know, you'll shoot your eye out. But you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the first call, Stephanie, she loved the episode. And the first call, of course, Jack is right, and Desmond is back. So.
So there's been a couple calls like that, so you must have said it.
I must have said it, but then I was arguing with myself, so maybe there's two Jacks.
Possibly.
Or there's just one, and I'm just kind of, because I don't remember saying it, but I might have said it, but I don't know.
All right, let's get the next set of
calls. I thought it was going to be something more than just Desmond coming dragging. I still don't see why you need two locks.
Get over it.
I think it's overkill.
Let it go.
Was it a little, like, a ADT security system inside? Excuse me, what's the problem, ma'am? Someone's trying to get Desmond out of this hatch, out of this hole in the sub. All right, we're sending our team right over there, ma'am.
It's like one of those commercials where, you know, the mom or the girl gets home and she closes the door.
It's the same thing. So they break in. It's Desmond in there. What's wrong? Oh, they're trying to steal Desmond.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
Here we go.
No, son, no. Please, God, no. Please don't button it.
Hey, Jane Jack, it's Sean Superior. Just finished the new episode. I thought it was really good. I did not think it was a filler episode at all. I think it moved the storyline along well, right up to what we need with Desmond there and ready to go. It's good to see Mikhail again. I thought it was great that Jin shot him in the eye, so now he needs an eye patch once again. The big thing I caught in the episode that I was curious about was that Whitmore said to Jin that if Smokey got off the island, that the loved ones that kept everybody would cease to exist. They didn't say, he didn't say die. He didn't say would be killed. Just, I seem to think that's a really weird phrase to toss out there, cease to exist. So any ideas on what that means? So hopefully you guys have some theories or some of the other callers do. I will see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Jane, Jack, it's Ben from Elkins Park. Great episode. Not as great as the one last week, but how could it possibly have been as great as the Richard episode? So here's the new theory that all of us sitting in this room have, that when Men in Locke says, no, Whitmore says, if Locke gets off this island, we will all cease to exist. What I think that means is that he will go to find his previous body, and he'll send, it'll be a gigantic time readjustment going backwards in time to where Man and Locke can finally be reunited with his real self, the real person who he is, and so that all of human history that's happened from that point forward will cease to exist. Yeah, and my daughter says, but he won't know what happened. Anyway, Ben from Elkins Park. Jay, your diction is great. Just loving it. All right, keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Diction, way of speaking, oh, okay. Pronunciations. So I don't know if that was a joke or what, because I'm kind of infamous for mispronouncing words.
I think we all are, and that's just, yeah. That's just life.
Yeah.
That's why we try to keep it simple here on the in your EPA.
I'm not an English major.
No, I'm not even a major. I'm more like a minor.
Yeah.
That's why I wear this
coal miner.
That's why I wear this hat with the light on. So. Yeah. Anyway, but Ben and Sean basically had this. Well, I agree with Sean. It wasn't a filler episode. There's no way it was a filler episode. If someone says it's a filler episode, I'm going to shoot you in your eye.
Man, that's kind of violent.
Well, you know, I'm just getting a little edgy, a little cranky towards the end here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I won't shoot your eye out. Shoot you in your heart. Sean and Ben, but they were. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right. I answered 400 emails in 2 days.
I know.
I had answered Jay's emails because he didn't do them.
I know.
I'm not calling you out, but I'm calling you out.
You know, it was just one of those things where life kind of got in the way.
That's okay. I was 8:59. I was still answering emails, but I did it. I made it. I completed it. No, but they were saying that we forgot about that. That Whitmore did say that about Smokey. That if he gets off the island, it all ceases to exist. Now, maybe that's why he was showing them the photos of his daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of making, you know, it worth it to do this.
Now, it's another thing.
You don't
thing
want everything to end. You know?
Pulling a Jin's, you know, he's not, has
never. He said his daughter, too. He said, you know, my daughter, your daughter, will all cease to exist.
Okay, we've seen him and his daughter.
They may not get along, but he still cares.
Oh, yeah, he cares.
All the best cowboys have daddy issues.
Yeah, that's great. He cares more about the island than he does his own daughter. I'm calling him out. I'm calling you out, Charles.
Because the island is going to save his daughter.
Hey, Chucky, I'm calling you out. And what have we known about Chucky? He got thrown off the island.
You like to shed everybody in a bad light except for the bad people. I don't know what it is.
I trust Widmore as far as I can throw him.
When I call you like...
Do you trust Widmore? Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, all right.
Knowing Widmore's full story, everything we've seen about Charles Widmore.
I mean, I agree. Agreeing with you. His track record is bad.
But I'm
I
getting to the
you.
End where I get... Do you believe what he says, counselor?
I
object. He's leading the witness, sir.
I agree. His track record is bad.
And that's what you have to go by.
No, hold on.
A leopard doesn't change his stripes.
But see, but the problem
or
is...
spots.
Yeah, there you go. High caliber podcast right here. No, but if you go by...
We should have Ben's daughter call it and explain a theory.
But what I'm saying is you like to... use that for some people that you want to shed in a good light and some you don't.
No, I've openly said that I don't trust. There's a lot of people on the island I don't trust.
But you like to shed Man in Black in a good light and Jacob in a bad light.
No, I even said that Jacob has done some things. I go, well, I've gone back and forth.
Politician.
I've gone back and forth.
Politician.
Men in lock in this.
Are you Man in Black leaning?
To being good?
Are you a leaning Man in Blacker?
I'm leaning that Men in Lock is on the good side.
So all of your theories are biased, but
hold on a second. Going with my track record, though, he's probably a bad guy.
Well, precisely my point is that's your belief. That's your lost politics. And
But even in the same episode.
So you are spinning.
But even in the same
your
episode,
theories
I said,
in that direction.
I said he did a good thing by not, that was a good thing by not dragging her and forcing her to come with him. But did he change her language and screw her up where she's only speaking Korean? I threw it right at him.
Look at this. I threw this one out there. I threw a little bone out there.
I'm saying, but you said I'd never do it.
No. I didn't say you never do it. I'm just saying.
I question.
You're spinning. You're spinning it in a light that suits your belief structure.
The only one I've said that is truly good on this
island. You're not an impartial theorist.
The only one I say is truly good on this island. Who's never done, actually, on Off Island, I would said it was John Locke.
Uh-huh.
But Hurley is the only one that I could point at that said, you know what, this guy has never, other than running over Ryan, but he did that for, you know, to save his friends, has he ever done anything for his own gain other than eating the ranch dressing?
No.
And hiding the food. I mean, that's the one bad thing I can think of that he did.
I'm not disagreeing with you. He was hoarding food away from his friends. I'm just saying. Is your theories are lost politically tinged.
Yeah, you have to stick with what you believe in.
All right, Jack, are you ready?
And the first caller, don't button it up, son. You know, who can argue with that?
I agree. All right, Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Dan from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Just watched another good show, The Package. Props to Jack for guessing that it's Desmond in the locked room. Way to go. You had that one. First off, I wanted to say about the episode, if Sawyer has a secret deal with Widmore, why is he announcing it right in the middle of the camp to Jin loud enough for everyone else to hear? Not the best thing to do. And two, it was also just a great episode, but there was that thing, and Jin, his sideways is not very good at all. Everyone else, they got a pretty good life in their sideways. They're doing well for themselves. But Jin, he got his boss's daughter pregnant. He got her shot. That boy's done. But all around, it was a pretty good episode. Not as good as last week, but definitely a good rebound show. And I like the lot. Keep on going, guys. Can't wait to see how it ends.
Hey guys, it's Ohio Patty here, calling in over the crazy episode we just saw. I'm just so trying, Jack, very hard to keep an open mind, but I'm just in shock about everything they're doing. It seems like they're just going to, I don't know, kill everybody off at the end. I don't know how they're going to wrap this up, but as soon as they start talking about the package, I'm like, oh no, it's Desmond. I just wanted Desmond and Penny at least to be happy. If anybody else, nobody else is going to be at the end of this, I think, but just the thought that maybe, you know, Penny and Desmond are actually on their boat somewhere with little Charlie having a life. That was a nice thought, but I tell you what, I'm trying to keep an open mind, and I want to love what's going on, but sometimes I'm getting a little scared. But anyways, interesting episode tonight. I just don't know. It just seems like Locke is gathering all the candidates together so he can kill them all, and then there'll be no one to take over so that he can leave the island. And then I guess the world comes to an end or something. But anywho, interesting to see what's going to happen with Widmore and all that. But anyways, I'm trying to keep an open mind, and I still love the show, but sometimes I don't like the way it's heading. But I'm trying. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying tonight's episode. This is Stano from Canada calling. I really enjoyed tonight's episode. I'm just trying to sit back and enjoy what's left of the episodes and try not spend so much time thinking about what's going to happen, but rather enjoy what's happening. I just wanted to come up with a little theory after tonight's episode, and I was thinking about what Widmore said about if Men in Black got off the island, it would be the end for them all, and the same thing that Eloise Hawking had said. And what I think is going to happen is that the Men in Black is trying to destroy the timeline that they are in. He, for some reason, wants to go back to the other timeline, or the alt universe, as we're calling it, and he's going to do something, or he's trying to do something to end what's happening in this timeline. And that's how, if he succeeds, it ends the future or the current time for our Losties, Widmore, and everybody else, because that timeline will cease to exist. So what we've been viewing for the last 6 seasons is actually the alternate timeline that was created at some point in the past, maybe by something that they're about to do or haven't done yet. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. I just encourage everybody to just sit back, relax, and watch, and enjoy what's left. Have a good night, guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I could see that Men in Black is trying to destroy the timeline. I could see that.
Uh-huh,
Because, like, I think one of the last callers said but that he's trying to get back to his timeline. He wants to get back to where his reality is or his life is.
Yeah, but I'm feeling more Widmore's going to use Desmond, and that's how we're in the situation we're in now with the Flash sideways. That's just me.
Widmore's doing something to help himself.
Or help his daughter, maybe.
Nah. What? Help dragging?
Yeah, I mean,
Desmond to the island, helping his daughter.
Well, if it saves her life,
it's separating him from his child.
I mean, saving her life, but you know, we don't know.
How do you know it's saving?
Look, I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, I know
you don't know.
I know he's out for his own devices. I'm just saying, I'm trying to show that maybe it's possible. There's a tinge of good in there.
And then we had a blast from the past, Ohio Patty.
I know Ohio Patty,
who's trying to keep an open mind. She's trying. She's trying to keep an open mind.
I think it's just that she just can't make those awesome theories she used to make back in season 2.
Yeah, well, I think jealous. What it is her awesome theories are being, you know, she, like you said, she can't make them.
Yeah.
And now they're not coming true, so now she's getting frustrated.
Reminds me of somebody I know.
I don't get frustrated. I just go with the flow. I'm happy go lucky.
As we love you, Ohio Patty. It's a long time.
Yeah,
long
I was like, time. I said, Ohio Patty. You know, I can live without Pesman.
Pesman.
Oh, I forgot that. I didn't want to say that. Whoa, I slipped there. Desmond and Penny getting together again. I could live without that.
You putting names together.
Well, that's what they used to call him, Pez.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking with you.
So, cool. And again, going to Dan, if I said Desmond was in there, I guess I did, but I fought with myself and changed my mind. And of course, once I changed my mind, it's like betting on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
You never change. You know, if you go up there saying I want number 7 to win, stay with number 7, even if there's only 6 horses in the race. You're supposed to stay with that number.
Yeah.
But he was saying that he did make a good point, though. Jen's life is not better than it was. Is it because he's not working with Men in Locke anymore?
Well, it's better. Well, hold on. I think it's better.
How's it better? Son's shot in the gut.
Okay, but okay.
His boss wants to kill him.
Okay, look it. You already made your point. But now here's my point.
Because he's working with Widmore.
No, here's my point.
And Widmore's evil, pure evil.
Are you done over there?
He's bald. He's got no hair. He's got to be evil.
Rush Jackbar you. Are you done over there? Okay. My point is... My point is that
point
even
is on top
though,
of your head.
Even though it seems things aren't good right now, life's always a struggle no matter what you do.
I agree
and
with that.
The Flash sideways, life is still a struggle in the Flash sideways. But it
well,
seems
no, life isn't peaches and cream.
Exactly. So that's my point. But in this sideways, first of all, Sun and Jin at this time are happier and more of a normal, fully functioning in a normal functioning relationship than they were at the same time in the other timeline.
I would agree until she got shot.
Okay, but
I've never been
happens.
Shot, but I don't think I'd be happy.
It's a gut shot. It's bad, but you know what? That's
she's pregnant.
But in this situation, it's a lot better than Jin being killed, which was going to happen.
Yeah,
if they found the money,
right?
So she's shot, but she's not.
Well,
dead.
If they found the money, if they didn't get the money. Either way, the dude was dying.
Well, that's my point. So she is shot, which isn't good, but life is not peaches and cream, but she's still alive, and hopefully the baby is still alive as well.
So in the Flash sideways.
So I'm saying is the Flash sideways, their timeline where they are now in that time, and the same time they were on the island, their relationships are better.
Well, this goes to my because everyone says that if evil is released, life will be worse. Now, if we can, you just said life is better right now for Jin and Sun. Now, if evil, before we ever knew about evil and Jacob, life was pretty bad for most of those people on the island, off island, wasn't it? So if evil was released, how are things better?
What do you mean by evil was released?
Because that was the whole thing that Jacob is.
I don't think the Flash sideways are related to Man in Black.
I'm just saying.
That's just my.
But
that's no, just my
a
opinion.
Lot of people's theories are that Jacob is the reason evil was released, and that's why things are better. But evil wasn't. If evil was released,
but that's
why
are
things better. A lot of people believe. That's what a lot of people believe. That's all I'm saying.
Well, exactly, and that's why I don't think it has to do with that at all.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Just asking a question.
Okay, that's fine.
Just throwing it out there for conversation.
All right, Jack, you ready to get some tweet back?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, some tweet back from this episode. We're going to start off with TJ Simmons. Man in Lock definitely does make going with him compelling. I could see him being the good guy in the end.
Maybe.
Why I'd agree with that, I think the whole thing with him and Claire goes in the different direction.
You know, it's funny, they kind of lean you one way, and then they go the other way.
Exactly.
Is that brilliant writing or lazy writing?
Brilliant writing.
There you go.
Aaron Horton says, great character development tonight. I think Jin seeing pictures of Ji-hyun is one of my favorite moments of this season. I'd agree.
That was a great shot.
I would agree.
Who wouldn't feel if you hadn't seen your child ever? Ever.
Yeah.
And now you know that the child exists, and who if you have a heart, who didn't cry over that? Get
exactly.
A little touchy. Even Jack on the island, I think, would have cried.
Mm-hmm. Tom York's bad eye says, so happy Desmond is back. This show has seriously been lacking Scottish accents, brother.
Brother. I'm drugged out, brother.
next up here is Stephen Werman. Oh my God, Desmond! Maybe Widmore was playing Flock all along. Can Desmond jump between the two timelines? Is that his importance?
Maybe.
I think so.
Well, he's important to the island. It's not done with you yet, Desmond.
Exactly. RJ Stain says, quote of the night, ask the man that communes with the dead.
That was a great line. Frank has become the new Sawyer.
Yeah, he's had some great lines this season.
If not for anything else, just to have him on the show just for the lines and, you know, just
exactly, the jokes. Exactly. Dave MN said, Sawyer called him Charlie Widmore. This is a clue from the writers that Charles is Desmond and Penny's son, Charlie.
I'm going to say no.
Pant Frisia. I can't see Claire without saying, my baby. Thank you, Jay and Jack, for that.
I can't see Claire without saying, get a brush and comb your hair. Man, do something. Can't she go down to the lagoon or the ocean and just put some shampoo in her hair?
It's Pantene Pro V. Try it out.
it's just, don't you look at her and go, take a bath.
I do. And it's sad. All right. And last but not least, Aaron.
I give the actress, I give her a credit because she's a very beautiful woman and she looks like crap right now.
Aaron M. Perry says, I've had so much dental work done lately, I could really go for side-situs. Side-situs.
Maybe that's what you got to do. I just don't care.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, are you ready for your Crackpot Theory of the Week?
Is that the U-Blog, too?
No, Colleen hasn't sent the U-Blog post yet. So.
Oh, way to go, Colleen.
But, Jack, do you have your Crackpot
Theory? Oh, I am ready, and I'm sure this will bring up something.
All right, here we go. All right, go ahead, Jack.
All right, I'm not 100% sold on this theory yet,
uh-huh.
Which means it's probably going to be wrong, but could be right.
Actually, it's probably right if we're going down that route.
Just kind of the whole Men in Lock thing, like when he came back and all the people are laying there and they look dead. He didn't know at the time they were dead or not until he saw the little dart in Saeed's neck.
Yeah.
He seemed openly concerned that they were dead. I think he needs the candidates to live and get off the island.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs as many candidates as he can to get off the island.
Yeah.
I think Jacob is bringing the candidates to the island to die, to keep Men in Lock on the island. I think he's been bringing candidates over to die to keep him on the island.
But that doesn't make any sense, because if that's the case, don't bring him at all, and then he still can't get off the island.
No, I think he needs him to die. He needs, one way or another, he needs these candidates to die.
Why does he need
them
to die?
Somehow they have to die on the island.
Why do they have to die?
I don't know. Well, because he need. Why would Men in Lock be so upset if he thought the Saeed and Sawyer are dead? Good. Two less candidates I have to worry about. Right?
I guess.
Why was he so shaken up that they might be dead?
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs the candidates. They're both using the... Both sides are using the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacob needs him to die. And Men in Lock needs him to live to get off the island.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got. And Desmond was behind the two locks.
All right, Jack, is that your crackpot theory?
I'm sticking into it like Sawyer's shorts.
I don't know, it was kind of lame.
Well, that's what people have been saying. So you're criticizing the people that send that in?
No, I'm saying I think that theory is kind of lame.
It could be, but there's only six. What do we have? I have six.
You should be stepping up your game. There's only so many left.
It's getting tougher. It's getting tougher every day.
Come on.
I had to think deep for this one.
We didn't think deep enough.
I was going to say that there's someone else in that sub. There's obviously someone in there behind two locks. There's something else
in the hole, if you will.
There's got to be something else in there.
Okay. I guess better than...
Could be Eloise in there.
To die.
Could be Faraday's body in there, like a lot of people suggested.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
It'd be a good sub sandwich that's in there. Then, you know, Widmore, he's kind of selfish, doesn't want, you know, anyone taking a sandwich.
It was a $5 foot long.
Five.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
If you would like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Colony time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Colony time with the last questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, you can send us an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack for all important updates related to whatever Jay and Jack or Jack and I are doing. Not going to get Ricky on this one. For people wondering about the tickets were on sale for our Lost finale party at the Orpheum in LA.
Not on sale.
Not on sale, but available. And they sold out or went out of stock in an hour and a half, something like that.
And people were wondering why we didn't charge. A lot of criticism that we didn't charge. We wanted to charge for them, but we wouldn't have been able to sell them until June or July, getting all the lawyers and stuff. So that's when Global Cash Card said, hey, we got to get this going. Let's just open them up for free. Obviously, we wanted to charge because we wanted to, you know, make sure people weren't getting tickets that didn't want them just for the sake of having them.
Yeah, and also to help cover
the cost
of it, which is very expensive.
That's going to cost at least $100K to get me there.
I know. I mean, and you charge a lot. I mean, I only charge like $10, but you're $100K.
I'm $100K. If you want to see me, it's going to cost $100K.
And by $100K, it's 100 boxes of Special K cereal.
Yes. I don't even think that. The box tops.
The proof of purchase?
Right, just proof of purchase. They still do that now?
They still do proof of purchase.
Proof of purchase.
But there is something that Colleen over at UBlog has put together.
Great idea.
To try and get everyone, people that have extra tickets, to give them to people that need tickets. And that's over at ublog.org, ublog.org. And she's been doing a great job trying to connect people that have tickets, that don't have tickets, and trying to get people as many tickets as possible.
It has been working.
And it has been working. I think last time I talked to her, there's like 15 or some odd, or even up, maybe up to upwards of 20 now that have gotten tickets.
And sure, I'm sure more will free up as time goes on.
Exactly. As
also,
we get closer.
You guys can send us your emails about, you know, this and that. We don't have any control over the tickets.
What's done is done.
What's done is done.
And the best way to do it is to go to the U-Blog page.
Yeah, I can't say, here, I'm going to block off two. I don't have any tickets.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. Jay cannot do anything.
Yeah.
Global Cash Card cannot do it. What is, like Jay said, what is done is done. Hopefully, Lost fans are the best they're best fans out there.
Yes.
Hopefully, people that have four tickets will say, you know, I only need two. Please go to ublog.org and offer them to people that need the tickets. We want everyone that wants to go, be able to go, go.
Exactly. Exactly.
And also, the people that are selling them, we're working on stopping that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're working on for scalpers and trying to resell them. We are working with Ticketmaster right now to revoke those tickets.
So you could lose those tickets.
You could lose those tickets. So if you're trying to scalp them, you're probably going to lose them. So,
and there's
just so you know.
And there's plenty of people out there spying on you, letting us know. So
yeah,
come on, guys. It's all for fun. Let's have some fun. And
because I saw someone was trying to sell them for $3,000 or something like
that. Yeah, and I had to pull that off right away. I felt bad at it. No, it wasn't me. I'm just kidding.
But we're going to thank some people that donated things for our very successful auction that we had for the Autism Speaks 30-hour podcast.
Well, first one was Sandy. She sent the fish biscuits.
Oh, those are great.
And those were great. And I have a couple of them right here. They look just like the Dharma fish biscuits. And we didn't have to do the figure out how to get them. You know, press the button like Sawyer. And we had Robert J. Sawyer, Mary Jane Carpenter, Justin Stafford, Tanya Jones, Paul McHugh, Ed Hockley, Patrick Labato, Tad Stones, John Cicada, and the last one, he sent us some Charger stuff. It's pretty cool. I'm probably going to butcher this last name, but it's Mark Wizrek. And that's as close as I think I'm going to get, Mark. I'm doing the best I can, but it was pretty cool stuff you sent us for.
Yes.
Anything Charger is good.
Yes, and for all the Lost actors that signed items, and also Joe, she put up a great Lost ARG poster to try and
also donated money herself and said to match it.
Exact to match it. So, but yeah. So, and also big thanks to Colleen for tracking that, setting all up, getting it on there, and keeping track of the eBay sales and
also
auctions.
Thanking my wife who did a lot, got the food that for everyone was there, mm-hmm. and made sure.
I thought we were going to say that for another thank you day.
Are we another thank you day?
I just want to get her out of the way.
I'm
now.
Just trying to get her out of the way because she's been hounding me. Hey, did you thank me yet? I'm just kidding. She doesn't. Shouldn't even listen, so what do I care? So I can say whatever I want. No, but Colleen and my wife were great, and to my mother-in-law who had a stroke the day before just before the auction, she had a stroke at, I think, 9, 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
She's doing well, and
she is, and knowing how feisty she is, she'll be back on her feet in no time. Also, I want to just give a quick shout-out to Ryan Shoulders Diaz, who started Lost for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, I said, don't hurt your shoulder.
Oh, you did?
And who am I to say that because I'm going in for
shoulders? You know, he's talking to me, he's just like, yeah, he would always call me Shoulders. I was like, he still does.
Yeah.
It's like, this it was like, for those who don't know, Ryan was best friend growing up in San Diego, and I broke his collarbone during a pillow fight.
Yeah, that's how tough.
I mean, I guess I was really
Tough this kid is.
It was kind of a freak accident, but I guess he's broken it like two or three times since then.
So since what, he was like 8 or 9?
No, he was 10. I think I broke it, and it was before sixth grade camp. So however you're old in sixth grade.
11 or 12.
Yeah.
So since then, I've been calling this poor guy Shoulders, and I guess it's come back. Well, my shoulder's been messed up since I was 12 also, and now I'm having shoulder surgery. Well, after Lost is over. I put it off until Lost is over.
Uh-huh.
So here I am making fun of this kid's shoulder, and who am I to throw stones at this guy?
But a shout out to him who's starting out the show. I always like going back to watch, like, somebody watching the show for the first time. They're like, oh, this and this.
I watched that video again. There's a video out there where this guy, if you haven't seen it, it's hilarious. This guy, he's gonna watch Lost in 2.5 days, 3 days.
Uh-huh.
He has all the food around.
Oh,
there.
Oh, that's great. And he has
and
just the
pee one guy has watched jar. It. Yeah, his pee jar to pee jar keeps filling up, and he goes, like, the hill sees a smoke button, his eyes open, he calls him, what is it, a dinosaur? No, you have to keep watching. He goes, I don't know. He goes, what do you mean you don't know yet? It's the fifth season. So he's catching up the 4 seasons, so he's just before the 5th season starts.
Yeah.
do YouTube and search it. If you haven't
seen it. Well, it's funny because Ryan said that to me today. It's just like, so is this something that you'll know at least by season six? I was like, well, you'll know a lot about it.
Yeah, you never want to spoil anyone because yeah. You know, we have people at work who will sit there and watch it. And I had the other day, I'm reffing a hockey game, and the two coaches, their brothers, are asking me questions about what's going on about Lost. And I'm like going, well, I don't know. Well, how can you not know? I go, I don't know. I don't know.
But anyway.
I guess I know I look like I know a lot. But, It's just the way I look.
It's the bald head.
Yes. All right. Everyone thinks bald people are really smart.
Yeah.
Smart and evil.
Guess you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Also want to give a big thanks to Brian Bernie, who helped a sad little boy out.
Who was that sad little boy?
Me.
He put a smile on your face.
Yes, you did, and I now have a prized item in my man cave. That's what she said.
For this episode.
All right, Jack.
I can't wait to go watch V right now.
I know.
You know, that was the only problem I had with the whole episode, and a lot of people have commented on it, too.
The big old V.
Did I need the V clock on the corner?
Yeah.
I mean, I already knew it was on.
They're doing their best to bring people into
it. I understand they're trying to get people to watch it, but that just tends to tick people off.
And for those that want to hear a V podcast, you can check out our V podcast by searching The V Podcast with Jay and Jack on iTunes, or just search Jay and Jack, and there should be the V logo on there you find, and we do a podcast about V, too, and recording tomorrow. Afternoon.
Right.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.